Well, hello, 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 and welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. I would like to thank you very much for joining me on the call today. Today is Tuesday, June the 30th, 2009. My name is Carla McNeil, and my direct phone, pardon me, email is Carla at retirewithcarla.com. That's retirewithcarla.com. And my direct line is 778-835-4032. Thank you very much for joining me on the call today and on the recording. I know just how valuable everyone's time is, and I really do appreciate you joining in and listening to the calls, both live and on the recording. I'm going to jump right in today, diving right in, says the scuba diver. Are you ready to live the bold life? Now, I have been listening to, of course, my mentor and coach, John DeLemme, among others, and lately he's been talking about living the bold life, and I realize that that is one of the things that multi-level marketing and network marketing allows us to do, because we can develop the skills that actually allows us to build that business, and as we do that, we become more and more bold in all the areas of our life. Because as you build any business, whether it be a small home-based business or whether it be a large corporation, you are going to be told many times that it doesn't work. You're going to be said to by friends, who do you think you are? You can do this. Oh, and my favorite for the multi-level marketers out there. Oh, it's one of them pyramid schemes. That one's my favorite. So I believe that you can do this. You can build your own home business. You can build a multi-level marketing business. You can build your own business. And the people who stay focused win. Because when you stay focused over the long haul, you definitely will win. I think I even used the same phrase last week. Quitters never win and winners never quit. You must have that belief in yourself to be bold, to be stepping out in faith that you can do this. You need to be stepping out on a daily basis, because with that belief, in due time, you will win. It doesn't matter. I know there are many times over the past 2 years that I have questioned myself. And then I go, wait a minute, no way. If other people can do this, so can I. I just hadn't found the right path at that point. Having the belief in yourself is critical, absolutely critical. And one of the ways that you personally can build up your belief is with a dream board, because what you're seeing on a daily basis is what you will believe, and what you believe is what you will actually become and achieve. So building the dream board is huge. When I first started building this business, I did not understand totally the importance of building the dream board. So I just had a tiny little bit on a wall in front of the desk where I conducted my business in my construction zone. And as my belief has built up over the period of time, my understanding of just how important that is huge. Now, I listened to my coach, and when he said, you know, we're mentorship and momentum, big, big push on mentorship and momentum. And he told us, go out and buy a package of M&M candies. You can eat the candies, you can throw them away, you can give them away, do what you want with the candies, but take the package and put it up on your dream wall. So I listened to my coach, and my dream board grew and grew and grew. And pretty soon, it's more than just a dream board. It's a dream room. And we also have reminders and pictures all over the house. All over the house. Remember, I've told you the piece where I mail my husband those checks every single week. In fact, I'm looking at an envelope of them here right this very minute, about to be mailed. Those checks are all over the house. They're the constant reminders that we can do it, just like you can do it too. You need to look deep down inside because you've been given a gift. We all have been given a gift. What's yours? Do you know that most people actually waste their gift or their talent? What gift or talent are you wasting? Taking that very, very critical look inside you and figuring out what is your talent or your gift. What talent or gift have you actually not even opened up yet? This journey, as I progress and take little steps, daily steps in building the business, I became a speaker, an international speaker with the podcast. My podcasts are listened to in a number of countries around the world. That was a huge surprise to me, and I love it. I am changing lives forever through the vehicle of multi-level marketing. And podcasting is part of my growth, part of my talent that I'm developing. The writing the articles. You go to articlesbycarla.com. There's a number of articles out there that all talk about how you build the home business. What are some tips for you to become an even better you? That's articlesbycarla.com. Who you surround yourself will assist you in getting your talent and gift out. When I first hired my business coach, John DeLemme, I had no idea the impact that that was going to have on my life. Now, I originally hired John DeLemme because I believed in the concept of multi-level marketing. And I had been in the business for 2.5 years and only built a very tiny business. But I knew that MLM as a vehicle was amazing, something that anyone could do if only they put their mind and heart into it. I was just putting my mind in the wrong places. Where are you putting your energy, your talents, your focus? Are you watching television? Or as I like to call it, hellavision. When you decide to take that first step, like I took that first step in figuring out why I was building the business, my talent started to show up. I started to understand more what my talents were, but it took taking that initial step, finding out why I wanted to build a business. Because before John DeLemme and before the strategic coaching, I was in it because, I just kind of wanted to fire my boss. And I really didn't have a focus. And through doing what my coach told me to do, I discovered my why. And my why is to sponsor 1,000 children with Plan Canada. It's huge. And you, too, have the ability to impact and change people's lives. Because that's what it's all about. It's not about you. It's about what you can do. What are the talents that you have? What are the gifts that you have? And the ability to impact and change people's lives. Because you have it. I know that you have it. You wouldn't be listening to this if deep down inside you were not aware that you have it as well. It is there. So surrounding yourself with people who are going to stretch you, people who are going to push you and teach you how to become better. Is your MLM team leader doing that for you? Are they assisting you in finding your gift? Find someone on your team that's going to be able to push you, stretch you, and teach you how to find your talent and your gift. Because in any business, there's got to be value for value exchanged. What value are you bringing to your home business? That's a very important question to ask yourself. What value are you bringing? Because the only person who can make that happen for you is you. You must take that responsibility for who you listen to. And are you insulting your dream by listening to negative people? Filling your heart and your head with all those negative thoughts. It's amazing when you stop and listen how negative some people speak without even thinking about it. I was speaking to a woman last Friday, and she has 2 young children. And she was sitting across the table from me and calling herself down, saying that she wasn't organized enough and that she didn't have enough talent. And I stopped her. I stopped her right dead in her tracks. I said, no way. You do. You need to be better to yourself. Instead of, we get bombarded with so much negative stuff out there. You can hear it. Oh, even last night as I'm trying to go to sleep, one of my neighbors has been fighting out front. Now, before I actually got a chance to do something about it, I fell asleep. So it obviously wasn't that loud, but it was negative. What are you doing to get yourself away from the negative people? Do your dream a favor and get away from the negative people. Because who you surround yourself with is who you are going to become. Isn't that a sobering thought? Take a look at your life in 5 years. Excuse me, it will remain the same or it will get worse if you keep doing the same thing. Are you ready to become bold? Excuse me while I take a sip of water. Are you ready to become bold? It's an excellent, excellent way to be. So when I'm talking to this woman, let's call her Jane, I asked her, I said, okay, Jane, if you are talking this way about yourself, how are you talking to your children? Or do your children hear you talking about yourself like that? Interesting question. Are you a Lone Ranger? Do you believe that you can do it all yourself? You don't need that team? Well, guess what? You do. You need a team, because a team, and depending on the team you surround yourself with, whether it be a negative one or a positive one, your team is going to either pull you back into that negative rut, or they are going to push you out into success. And people are watching you. People expect you to quit, because that's what most people do. 97% of people at the age of 65 are dead or dead broke. Which one are you going to be? Are you going to be a quitter or a winner? If you hang in there long enough, people will really start to watch you. And they'll be thinking, oh, wow, look at her do that. Look at him do that. Wow, maybe I can do that. Maybe I better talk to them about what it is they're doing. Maybe I can join the team. You have to hang in there long enough for people to realize that you're not going to quit. That you are going to do whatever it takes to become that bold person with the bold life of financial freedom. And surrounding yourself with positive people. Read their books. Listen to their CDs. Watch their DVDs. You will be amazed at what will open up in your life. I know that I listen to my coach, John DeLemme. I listen to Bob Proctor, Jack Canfield, Hale from the Sedona Method. I listen to tons of people. And the more I think about my own success, the more success I get. I'm training my brain to think about success rather than failure. It's an excellent way to program yourself. Or way to be programmed, is to be programmed to think about success rather than failure. So my friend Jane is going to go back and watch how she talks in front of her children. Is she talking positive, empowering words that she really does want her children to hear? Or that negative language she was using in with me to beat herself up, is she doing that? Very interesting question. I will be looking forward to speaking with her in a few days and find out just exactly what the answer to that question is. So are you ready to live the bold life? Are you ready to think about success so that more of it can happen in your life? So let me recap today's call. I believe that you can do it. You can build your home-based business, your multi-level marketing business, your internet marketing business. You can do it. And I believe you can. The people who stay focused on their goal win. You've got to be bold. You've got to step out in faith. And you've got to take action on a daily basis. Get yourself that dream board. Let it develop into a dream wall, a dream room, a dream house. look deep down inside and find out what are your gifts, what are your talents that you are wasting right now. Look inside, deep inside, to find out what those talents are. Surround yourself with people who are going to allow you to stretch, who are going to push you towards success. Surround yourself with those positive people. It makes such a huge difference. If you want, send me an email. Let me know that you want me to assist you in being one of those positive influences, and I will be happy to assist you. Again, Carla@retirewithcarla.com. And I will be glad to assist where I can. But you have to step out. You have to start believing in yourself. And remember, the more you think about success, the more it will happen for you. So thank you very much for joining me on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. And I look forward to hearing you again next week. Thank you and good night.